Rover News on Wednesday, March 3, 2010. On the microphone, Steffi, in the studio, Chloe. The weather forecast. Sunny days, temperature ranges between an enjoyable 23 degrees at night and 32 degrees during the day. South, southeasterly winds at 18 kilometers per hour. Humidity around 60 to 75%. Here's an excerpt from the presentation held by Marty about the Copenhagen Climate Conference last Friday, the 26th of February, at the Cinema Paradiso.
Okay, so all of the conferences are organized in much the same way. This was called COP15, so there was the Heads of State Conference, and there's a General Assembly, and you need accreditation for this. And in the General Assembly, the most general issues are discussed, and the heads of state, of course, meet at a certain point in closed session. Okay, so then this is, after that, there's the Climate Forum, the Klima Forum, which was organized to actually give space to NGOs. And this is where it gets much more interesting because there's an opportunity for networking between different groups. And there were panel discussions, presentations, exhibits, all kinds of things happening. And anyone could attend this. And they had about 20,000 people who came for this, for the Klima Forum. Then there was Windows of Hope, which was the citizens or people's meetings in Christiania. And many of the cultural affairs happened there as well. As well, there was a spiritual conference to which both Shraddha Lu from Pondicherry, from the ashram, and I were both invited. It was a very small group of about 100 people. And then there were the demonstrations, the people's voices. Okay? Now, all the major conferences I've been to are organized in this kind of way. All right? So what's important to remember about COP15 is it's mainly governmental representatives or representatives of networks, important networks of NGOs.
Open Thursday at Convergence, living in luxury. Is it moral to live in luxury? What is luxury to people in different parts of the world? Is it all about brands and status? On Thursday, the 4th of March, Convergence invited Professor Jim Bandel, who is the author of Deeper Luxury, WWF Report on Sustainable Luxury. Convergence in Evergreen invites all Aurovillians, newcomers and guests to join every other Thursday morning for an exploration into different topics relating to the environment, ecology and perceptions of different worldviews. The meeting is an opportunity to share space and to exchange ideas, knowledge or expertise. The Open Thursdays is an ongoing event. Everyone can join in on a drop-in basis. The session will take place from 9:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. After the session, a potluck lunch will be offered. See www.deeperluxury.com for the report and www.lifeworth.com/consult for information on Dr. Bandel's consulting practice. Poetry reading on Saturday, the 6th of March. Rumi, known as Mevlana, is the most read poet in the world today. He is one of the greatest mystic poets of Persian language. His monumental work Masnavi is often referred to as the holy book of Iranian culture. Susan, an Iranian resident of Oroville, reads some examples of Rumi poetry in the original Farsi language with English translation. After that, a general presentation of Iran, including some aspects of geography, history, language and culture of Iran and its heritage will be given. There will be also a slideshow featuring natural landscapes, city of Tehran, historical monuments and the rituals of the Persian New Year celebration. The reading along with the presentation will be held on Saturday the 6th of March at 7:30 p.m. at the Orelek Cafeteria. The Mother on Death and Rebirth. Some of the living are already half dead. Many of the dead are very much alive. The news is a reflection on the lives of Aurovillians. For further information, please contact auroville.radio.org.